Good morning. I'm Eric Lubenthal.
I'm Jack Snyder.
And I'm Joey Trainer. You're listening to The Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
This Monday, six members of the Golden Bear Dance Squad will be down in Des Moines. Seniors Grace DeLang, Cora Rickey, and Hallie Mankey, and juniors Lily Dykey, Meredith Illig, and Riley Rosemeyer were selected to be part of the All-Iowa Honor Dance Team. The All-State Dance Showcase is very different this year. Instead of performing in person at state basketball, the honorees recorded several group routines, which will be played both on the scoreboards and the live streams at halftime of the championship games. Congratulations, all Iowa dancers.
This past week, senior Angela Winkle broke a major basketball record. Last Tuesday, in the Bears' playoff opener against GTRA, Angela became the new career scoring record. The old record was 1,882 points and was set 20 years ago by Garrigan sports legend Brad Nelson. Angelo kept on adding to his record later in the week, and we know it will be a long time before anyone passes him. Congratulations, Angelo.
Both the boys and girls basketball teams advanced in playoffs this past week. The girls had one of their biggest wins ever when they beat Northwood Kensett Tuesday night. The final score was 79-24, with the JV playing for most of the fourth quarter. The boys had to work a little bit harder in their game on Monday, but they still ended up beating GTRA 58-43. We had to record this before the next run of the games late in the week, but we're hoping to see the Bears keep advancing.
We just started the season of Lent. Lent starts off with Ash Wednesday, and we had a kind of different Ash Wednesday service this year. Because of COVID, we celebrated with a live stream Mass with only the little kids attending in person. Another change this year was that ashes were sprinkled over people's heads instead of being marked on our foreheads. We're hoping that as the vaccine becomes more common, things will start getting back to normal.
The annual Garrigan Pops concert will be next weekend. One of the groups that will be featured there is the Garrigan Jazz Choir. They competed virtually and recently received a Division I rating at the State Jazz Contest. Congratulations to director Antonia Rupert and the whole jazz choir.
Gala 2021 is just around the corner. For the second straight year, Gala will be a virtual event, with both the preview party and the main auction being held online. The Gala theme for 2021 is Reflections, and the committee has been busy gathering gifts and planning activities to make the virtual fundraiser fun for everyone involved. This year's Gala will take place on April 10th, and we hope it will be a big success.
Another date to mark on your calendar is March 20th. That's when the curtain opens on the BGHS Spring Play. This year, the drama department is presenting a radio play version of the classic, It's a Wonderful Life. At the core of the cast are seniors Derek Kearse, Joey Trainer, Noah Bronk, Jack Snyder, and Kelly Borman, and 21 other students will join them in the show. You can see It's a Wonderful Life Saturday night, March 20th, or Sunday afternoon, March 21st.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Hallie Mankey. Here to tell you about her is Derek Kearse.
Hallie Mankey is an Algona native who is one of the dancers who will be part of the All-Iowa Honor Dance Team. She's been in dance squad all through school. She's a cheerleader, she's won awards in softball, and she's also active in track. Hallie is also active in Christian leadership, where she's been a part of a lot of service activities. She'll be off to college next year, and we wish Hallie all the best in the future.
Thanks, Derek. On this week's Golden Bear calendar, this weekend is State DECA competition. Basketball playoffs continue next week, with the boys' district final on Tuesday and the girls' regional final, the last game before state, Wednesday night.
There's parish busing at Garrigan next Wednesday because the Algona Community Schools are not in session. We'll have a live stream Mass that morning.
All next week, the speech team will be busy filming their entries for district individual speech contest, and the band and choir will be busy prepping for Pops concert. The Pops concert is Friday night, and speech will be judged on Saturday.
Finally today, we want to offer our prayers and sympathy for the Baccia family. Sophomore Emma Baccia lost her mother to cancer this past week after a long battle. We want Emma and her brother Drew and her father Mark Baccia to know we're here for them.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.